Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook is being probed by Hamburg's Data Protection Authority over transcribing audio from users of its services, adding to an investigation into Google's automatic speech assistant. Bloomberg reported earlier in August that Facebook has been transcribing the audio of users who choose the option in Facebook's Messenger app to have their voice chat transcribed. While users could opt into service, there was no mention of human involvement in its permissions or information pages. The human review was aimed at checking whether Facebook's artificial intelligence correctly interpreted the messages. Google Maps is going multimodal. The navigation application announced the launch of a new feature yesterday that pairs transit directions with biking and ride-sharing options so customers can take directions from point A to point B using a variety of transportation modes. Both features work by inputting your destination and then tapping the Transit tab in the app. If you're interested in taking a ride-sharing vehicle, you'll see information about each leg of your trip, including how much your ride will cost, how long the wait is, and if there's traffic on your ride. If biking suits your fancy, you'll see routes tailored for cyclists, along with everything you need to know about the transit portion of your journey. The Dutch Data Protection Agency has asked Microsoft's lead privacy regulator in Europe to investigate ongoing concerns it has attached to how Windows 10 gathers user data. Back in 2017, the privacy watchdog found Microsoft's platform to be in breach of local privacy laws on account of how it collects telemetry metadata. After some back and forth with the regulator, Microsoft made changes to how the software operates in April last year. And it was in the course of testing those changes that the Dutch agency found fresh reasons for concern, discovering what it calls in the press release new potentially unlawful instances of personal data processing. Apple announces it will no longer retain audio recordings of consumer Siri interactions by default. Users will have the options to submit recordings for review, but Apple will continue to use computer-generated transcripts. The company suspended the Siri human review program following a report that contractors regularly heard private conversations and more. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.